Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. Get in your chair. Sit down. Sit. Thank you very much. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson, and you're not, but welcome to the Big Shoe. School Talk is on the main line. 244. WBDG is 244-9234. Email schooltalk1@yahoo.com. I am your host with the most, with the issues of the day. My name is Emerson, and once again, you're not, but my producer is in the house, my senior producer, Bree.
Good morning.
I like your flowers.
Thank you.
That's kind of cool.
Thanks.
I got my teacher to keep me straight, Mr. Mr. Johnny.
What's up?
And y'all know I'm crazy, so I need somebody to keep me crazy on track. But crazy with a Q.
Is that it?
Crazy with a Q. I think it's a new word. Check it out in the dictionary. I put it in there. Like muckety muck. Now, So if you're a student, hey, this that's what. Now, my grandson's going through something, so. Muckety muck's in the dictionary, folks. It's a word. It sounds crazy, but it means very important person.
Right.
So if someone calls you a muckety muck, don't put them in detention or send them to their room. It's a very important person. You're a very important person. Muckety muck. That's not my show. My show don't make no sense. But y'all knew that anyway. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. You've been busy, girl.
Yeah.
That's a girl with a big G, like Supergirl. Supergirl! Supergirl! Oh, okay. I'll leave that alone, too. No. But I'm so proud of my students and my stuff and things. And my show, since 2003, has always been dealing with issues, stuff and things. I deal with my kids and my parents and my teachers, and that's how I roll. So speaking of news that you can use, we got something on our thing we call...
What's it?
So on Monday, Sunday, this is a friendly reminder, it's Mother's Day, May 10th. So if you haven't had anything planned out, you still have a little bit of time to plan stuff out. This issue or episode of School Talk will replay on Sunday at 2 p.m. The WBDG 4949 Marathon is coming your way. Be sure to tune in for 49 straight hours of programming, May 15th starting at 7 a.m. to May 17th ending at 8 a.m. And Arts Alive will be May 16th all day here at Ben Davis. For more BD and community news, be sure to follow us on Twitter at WBDG, follow us on Instagram at WBDG Indie, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/WBDG Indie. This has been another edition of...
Hey! Is that a duck or a quack or...
What?
That ending. What is it?
Woo!
Put it again. Hit that ending. What is it? Yeah, it's like that.
That's James. That's Wes at the end. Wes and James.
Where do these kids come up with this stuff?
I don't know.
That's the joy of being...
James
being,
is now at Ball State.
Ball State, okay.
I'm not sure what Wes is, but he's around.
That's cool. I mean, I liked how the kids come up with stuff that you say, okay, that was cool. You know, it keeps us old folks young when young folks like Bree and Mr. Easter. Come up with good stuff and things. Speaking of good stuff and things, and y'all know I got issues, and I got a segment that don't make no sense, and I'll get into that later, but I want to talk about some things happening here at school. Bree, what's going on at Ben Davis, girl? You do something in the editing department over there at the Spotlight?
Yeah, Spotlight has an issue that comes out today. It's Hot Topics, the issue on issues. So all the stories are about big issues that have been in public conversation the last couple
issues.
Months.
Controversial issues.
Oh.
And then Arts Live, like we said, is coming up on May 16th. Yeah. So
someone wants to call in. That's cool.
Yeah.
And one thing about the Spotlight, our kids do write about in your face news that's going on right now, and they're around the city. I've seen them down at the state capitol. They get around and do some awesome stories. So they're doing some real stuff. It's real news. You know, I think back in the day, you say it's high school, you do kiddie news. These kids does news that you will see on the telephone. You know, news that affects our students, our teachers, and our parents, and our grandparents. Speaking of grandparents, who's on the line?
Oh, we got Don on the line.
Get out of here. Magic button time, big time, because I haven't talked to him in the group.
I know.
Man.
Is this the Don?
The Don?
Yeah, it's me.
That's it? Woo-wee. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Grandpa? Oh, you ain't the grandpa. You ain't grandpa yet. Yeah, you just still too.
No,
you just still daddy.
I'm just still single.
Just I'm trying to get him married off and have kids.
No. Marriage is okay.
How you been doing?
I'm doing good. Had a few problems, but God's been good to me.
Okay. Well, I hear your voice. I'll agree. He's been good to you because I haven't talked to you since a month of Sundays.
Oh, count yourself blessed.
Yeah.
So how you been doing? I thought maybe you'd be retired by now.
No, they won't let me retire. I get paid big bucks doing this, so as long as I get paid the big... Y'all know I don't get paid no money, so don't make no phone calls to nobody. Y'all know I don't get
even
a dime.
Even a politician gets paid for doing nothing.
Well, as long as you... Well, like you say, when you do what you do and you like what you do, you might not never retire from what you do. And dealing with our young people, our teachers and our parents is a passion because we all got issues. And I like to talk about them. Hopefully talking will lead to change, a positive change.
Hey, so. I wrote an article about suicide one day. One day I'll bring it and let you read it.
Okay, yeah, do that. Yeah, because definitely suicide prevention is high on the list, you know.
Do the Out of the Darkness walk. We already got, I forwarded information to you the other day about it.
Saw that. We'll be there again every year. Where they're talking about...
Hey, have you had the 25-25 yet?
Hey, coming
49,
up.
49-49?
49-49. Now,
yeah.
Yeah, it's coming up on next Friday.
Next Friday?
Yep. A little late this year.
Hey, Don, can I tell you a secret?
What's that?
You know, I thought I missed it.
Don't tell nobody that, though. I thought I'd miss it, too.
I did. I'm serious. I was turning the radio on last week. I turned it last. I got, is it going on now? And I don't hear nobody talking. I drove over here. I told you.
I tell you a little secret. A long time ago when I was in the workforce,
uh-huh.
I got up, drove all the way down to the base, walked in. The guy says, aren't you supposed to be off today? I said, I am. Goodbye. I went back home. Then they shut the base down. I said, I figured I'd be good to quit for a while.
Yeah. Hey, Don, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What was your biggest challenge of being a parent, raising your kids? Was there a big challenge or we just did what you do?
Well, I didn't have much of a challenge because I raised them according to the Bible.
Oh, okay.
And I set the example.
Okay. You set the example.
Yeah, with the help of the good Lord.
Everybody need help. Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I know that's bad English.
And they go to the wrong places.
Yeah. Okay.
So, don't forget, I'm from the old school.
I do understand that. I do.
Well, let me let you go. I know you're kind of busy.
Never too busy for you, Don, but I appreciate you calling in, though.
Okay, well, catch you later.
Don't be a stranger.
I won't. Bye-bye.
The Don.
Catch you later.
All right. All right, sir. He's so cool. He's so cool. I mean, like Don was part of the BD Dads. I guess he'd be a BD Dad.
Emeritus.
Yeah. There you go. You know, in the hallway when he can.
The Don.
And he was in the hallway when he can and helping out. And
he's our biggest fan.
Yeah, he is. I miss talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Don, you know. So that's good stuff. That's good positive stuff. You know, that makes sense.
Yeah. But by the way, the reason why the marathon's a little later.
Mm-hmm.
This year, prom, the way prom fell.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I think prom was a week after the marathon. This year, it fell on the week that we normally would have done the marathon.
Right, right.
So we pushed it back a week, and that would have been the week of the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to do it that week. So we pushed it back to the week of qualifications.
I really did thought I missed it. That is so bad. I mean, I really thought I missed it.
May is so busy. I mean, it just is. Yeah. And, you know, if we would have pushed it back anymore, it would have been the week of, because you couldn't do it on race weekend.
No.
So it would have ended up being Memorial Day weekend. We can't do it then.
Can't do it then, yeah.
So, I mean, it's just like, then we're out of weekends.
It is, yeah. I was just downtown.
This was the last one we could do.
It is busy. May is one busy month. They need to add some days to it.
Yeah.
It's just too much going on. Well, I mean, I guess we got to handle it. We got to manage it. Mm-hmm. A lot of other super events are changing dates this year. The Circuit City Classic is changing their date. Usually it's the first weekend in October. They're moving it back to the last week in September.
You're so mad you hit your microphone.
Yeah, So my whole world's messed up.
So it's the last week of
September.
September now.
They want to get more of the warm weather.
Right.
So that makes sense, too, because it's cold.
Because then in October, it's kind of hit or miss.
Yeah, and lately it's been cold.
October's kind of like March. It's either kind of hit or miss.
That's Indiana. Hit you in the face. Because that don't make no sense.
But it is beautiful out there the last few days.
Last few has been nice as Indiana, so don't complain about it. Just take it and run with it, because you complain something happened. Yeah, it's snowing.
We'll be in the middle of July. It'll be 63 and raining.
Yeah.
Sideways.
Yeah. So now, give me 30 seconds. Come back, and I'm going to deal with something that don't make no sense and something that does make sense on School Talk.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so badly, he ended up in the emergency room and spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is, don't be shy about telling people not to smoke around your kids.
Half of U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Ooh, gentlemen, start your engine! Oh, wrong show.
Oh. That'd be a lot of pressure for the person that,
Yeah.
For Mary Holman, George, get up there. It's a lot of pressure because you screwed that up. Everybody can... Everybody kind of sees you.
Yeah.
They'll never live that one down.
Yeah.
How about singing a song? Like Jim Neighbors used to sing all every. Well, he's not saying it no more.
So. No. Straight No Chaser is the name of the.
Straight No Chaser?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a
liquor song.
It's a. No, it's a. No IU a cappella group.
Oh. Oh, why do you. Straight. Why do you got. Never mind. That's another show. Straight No Chaser. Why do you got to pick that? Never mind. That's what that is. Because they wanted to. Okay.
Because they're a cappella. They're just straight up.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's a play on words.
That makes sense. But some things just don't, just don't. It don't make no sense.
And
The other button don't make no sense either.
Oh, so.
And this has not been that, another that. Edition of.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. It got another button.
There's one other one.
One more.
Oh, there's three fine. Of them. Cool.
There you go.
Hey!
That makes sense.
In a world filled with confusality, one man stood to make sense of everything.
Now, it's time.
Now you gotta get the character.
Today's show is about a news story.
It don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense. And it don't make no sense. Now, what part of the news story don't make no sense? Well, from my point of view, the part that don't make no sense is student behavior. That's the part that don't make no sense. Okay, what is the story? The story is about fighting in school. That's the story. You've seen it in the news and all over the internet.
And that don't make no sense in general.
That don't make no sense. It really don't.
Because you're going to get caught.
You're going to get caught. It don't make no sense, social media went crazy with this story. You already know what I'm talking about, in a local school. Over 1,700 comments in social media. Social media, it's like wildfire. On issues, and folks are commenting on the story all over the United States of America. And if you've been living on a rock, then you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you do, you understand. In many of our school districts, teachers are allowed to use physical force to break up brawls, which is true. Now, Wayne Township. I used to be on staff. I'm a volunteer now, but in Wayne Township. Force use shall not exceed the force necessary to prevent or terminate the use of unlawful force by an aggressor. That's the district written policy. Note that. And now all our teachers are also trained in verbal de-escalation. And I went through that training myself, 2-day training. And you're trained to wreck. But my question, my problem is teachers aren't referees. They're teachers. And teachers are put in positions where they have to make a decision to do or not do something. And I think that's a tragedy, to be put in that position. And you can get hurt as a teacher. I followed a couple of stories out there on the web, and then I followed them up, make sure they were legit stories. You know, just because you read it don't mean it's true. I can write anything. I'm rich. And y'all won't believe that. But but it's like teachers.
You're not rich?
No, I'm not rich. If an R is a little bitty R.
You're rich in life.
You can't see the I. You can't see the C. You can't see the H. It's just totally Poe. Poe. So Poe, you can't afford the O and the R. But anyway, teachers.
Just Poe?
Just Poe. I'm just Poe. There's a story out there, a school security guard. He actually dies after breaking up a fight in the hallway. A school teacher was stabbed while breaking up a fight. I've actually, you know, when I was on staff, had to break up. And I hurt my back a little bit, but it, you know, wasn't nothing major. But you can injure yourself as a teacher when you're trying to get between people.
I've had clothes ripped before, you know, myself.
Yeah. But see, and I understand that. But see, if you understand me, you understand my DNA. You know, I'm 4-year Marine, 6-year state police. Ooh, wow. I raised 4 daughters. I would have been, based on some policies, I might be facing a lawsuit, or I definitely would intervene because I wouldn't be able to stand.
If you were in another district.
No, district, saying. Yeah. I would definitely intervene. I couldn't help it. It's in my DNA. I'll just go for what I know. But still, once again, why put a teacher in that position, have to make that type of decision? Students. Your responsibility, and that's where I'm going with this. Student's responsibility is off the chain, or lack of responsibility is off the chain, for lack of a better word. I mean, and I made a comment where this is not the Dennis the Menace generation. Dennis the Menace, I mean, that boy, you know, he did some crazy things, but you know, it was just kid stuff. I mean, he didn't do stuff that was life threatening or harm to someone. But I hate to say it, y'all, this generation sometimes that 10% just, you know, brings up and raises up his ugly head and makes it bad for all the students. And all our students aren't bad. Only a small percentage of them. And then I'll say it about the media, and we're part of media. You know, kids are learning media. Media has a tendency to put a magnifying glass or blow something up out of proportion or accentuate not necessarily the positive or just all the negative. And that is sad. So why do students feel they have to put their hands on someone to solve a situation? And we talked about debate one time. I did a couple shows on debate. And you know, my producer, Bri, you know the debating. You're dealing with an issue.
Right. And you have to talk it out, and you can't, you know. It'd be pretty bad if a fight broke out in a debate tournament. But I think debate and, like, speech classes should be something that are taught to all students because it just helps conflict management, I think. And I think it would decrease fighting if more kids knew that.
I think it would, too. I mean, make part of the punishment, you got to go to debate class. Like, you know, in the summer, you got to take a debate class and you got to pass it.
I don't know how the debate coaches would feel about making that a punishment, but.
Maybe. But somehow they got to learn that skill.
Yeah.
In some form or fashion. And maybe they might see it as a punishment, but it'd be a benefit if you learn how to communicate. When you get out there in the corporate world, the business world, you got to negotiate and you got to use sales techniques to try to sell certain things. You got to learn how to communicate. And if all through your life you yelled and screamed and then when you couldn't get your way, you're going to put your hands on somebody because you can't get your way or they got one up on you. And so you're going to use your hand to get up on them. And the next thing you know, now you're part of the criminal justice system.
Mm-hmm.
And that don't make no sense. That criminal justice system is not okay, I'll say it. I'm a former state trooper. It is not a fair system. I mean, you will get stuck up in it, that system, and you're going to say, it's not fair. Well, it's not. You're going to be judged by your peers. You're going to be judged by a judge. You're going to be judged by, and like you say, it's not fair. Okay, and in your mind, it's not a fair system. So therefore, it's not a fair system. But you're going to get caught up in it because of your actions. when you could have talked something or walked away. Okay, and if you're, okay, now I don't like bullies. Y'all know I don't like bullies. You know, so if you are a bully, you know, I don't like you, and I just don't like you. Folks have a right to, and now you have folks have a right to defend yourself, but I don't like bullies. But students gotta find a way to communicate, work out problems without violence. You go from hand violence to gun violence. And I said it before, when I was 18, nobody in my age died. On one, well, Casey, he had cramps when he was went swimming in the pond.
Right.
And he got cramps. But no one died from killing each other or from a fight. You know, it didn't happen. Now, we had fights, don't get me wrong. But you went home.
Right.
You know.
Well, and it seems like, you know, even back when I was in high school, if you had a fight with someone, and I'm not advocating, so don't mistake what I'm saying, but if you had a fight with someone, you went and you fought, and it was over.
Yeah.
It's not over these days.
Yeah.
Because you fight with somebody, now, you know, their buddy's going to come get you when you win because you disrespected so-and-so. And it's just like to have a conversation sometimes with people, you're like, well, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares who disrespected you? You can't, you know, somebody disrespects you, the only person who can give that any weight is you.
Exactly.
Right.
Because you're the only one who can respect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to respect yourself enough to know that if I get into a fight, there are going to be consequences, perhaps more than what I'm even bargaining for.
Exactly.
And, you know, this week, very sad story. Former WBDG staff member lost his father.
Yeah.
In a road rage incident. Yeah. And, you know, he's now in college, but he lost his dad in a road rage incident.
Yeah.
Where his dad was on a motorcycle. Don't know all the facts, so I'm not going to go deep into it, but apparently an argument ensued. He got shot in the head.
Yeah. And now the person who did the shooting,
right,
once they catch
that's,
him.
That's two families.
There you go.
Over one, you know, one incident. And I know we all have times we honk the horn or we, you know, but I remember one day, I still don't know what I did. A guy followed me home and parked in my street. My neighbors are right across the street. Everybody's there. I didn't get out of my car.
Yeah.
I could have got out of my car and walked up and got to his window. Like, what'd you follow me for? You know, and then he bashes me in the head with a baseball bat and, you know, but I stayed in the car because I'd rather be a coward in that situation than be dead.
That's not.
I don't think I was being a coward.
That's smart.
I was just being smart. But,
smart.
You know, some people would say, well, why didn't you go see what he wants? I'm no hero.
No. it's decision that you make.
Self-preservation kick in.
I mean, sometimes it's, okay, a recipe for disaster. Okay, disaster is the end product. The recipe is what goes into a disaster. Now, you can avoid a disaster by not completing all the recipe.
Right.
Now, okay, for instance, okay, my grandson was talked about, he's in one of our local middle schools, and he said a bunch of the kids were in the restroom. About 10, 15 kids were in the boys in the restroom. I said, why are 10, 15 boys in the restroom? That's the recipe for disaster.
Right.
But don't go that route.
You know, just the idea of the road rage. Why is it worth taking somebody's life over that situation? It's not. I mean, it's cars and motorcycles and things like that, I don't think people realize how dangerous they are, because you're basically piloting a 4,000-pound weapon when you're in a car. But, you know, people don't understand that there are consequences sometimes to their actions, and I don't think they think about it until after it's done.
And that's the sad part.
And, you know, I remember the guy that followed me. I still have no idea to this day what I did to tick him off. Now, if I'm wrong, I admit it. You know, if I cut somebody off, I'll wave at him. But I still have no idea what I did to have that happen. And I said to my neighbor, I said, "Did you see that?" I mean, because I thought I was like dreaming. They're like,
"Right, right."
Yeah, that was really strange. So I have a security system.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hasn't been back.
Because I'm not stupid, but hasn't been back. Yeah. But
you're right. No, you got to make, it's in your mind.
Right.
Everybody knows that if you,
I carried around a baseball bat for a couple weeks. I mean, I did because, you never know what's going to happen.
No. And what students got to do and what parents got to do, what we all got to do, is like the thought starts in your mind. It starts in your mind before it gets to your lips. Mm-hmm. You know, so if something going through your mind and you know, hey, this is not right.
Right.
This is a recipe for a disaster. Don't allow it to leave your mind down to your lips or down to your hands. You know, and I made a comment a while back, if you think about things, because your mind controls your mouth, your hands, your feet, what you say, what you do. So let it marinate in that brain cell of yours. But that's the problem. Sometimes we're not using our brains.
Yeah, and with things like fights, too, it's really easy to quickly assess the situation. Everyone knows if you fight in school, you're probably going to get in trouble. So it doesn't take long to you can think something, but don't act on it because you know you're going to have negative consequences.
Yeah. I mean, but it's not clicking. And I don't know what I do. Well, I do know part of the answer is parents. Mm-hmm. You know, when I did anything bad in school and my father had to come to the school, I was crying before my father got to the school.
Right.
And I'm in junior high.
Right.
Because I knew I was going to get whooped in school, whooped on the way home, whooped while I was asleep, whooped while I'm awake. So, you know, if you're trying to go sleep and try to get out, I'm going to get whooped while I'm asleep. So I got whooped. Big W, whooped. But I respected my father enough to know that there was disciplinary, there was actions to my bad actions. I'm going to have some repercussions. But I don't know if these students understand or if they get that at home.
Right. And, getting whooped, I remember... my grandmother did a lot of the whooping, but I think there's, and this too, I think there's even I think there's certain levels of that too, because you look at what Adrian Peterson did versus, what some parents do to discipline their children. Mm-hmm. Like right. The lady in Baltimore, very famous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Now,
pop his head.
She was. Yeah, she whooped him.
Yeah.
And he was probably going to get more when they got back home.
Exactly.
But if you watched him, he didn't respond to it. I mean,
no, he didn't.
No, he was smart.
He
knew mama.
He didn't raise his hand, try to hit her, but he tried to protect himself a little bit, and she came around to the left when he put it right up. But, yeah, he knew that was his mom, and he respected his mom, and he knew he was wrong, and mom doing what she does. I'm putting you back in line. My mom already said, "I brought you in, I'll take you out." But anyway...
Right.
That's what mamas do. But, we got to think. Young people, you got to think, because you can ruin your whole life or ruin someone else's life with that action of yours. You got to think it out. And if you just don't look right in your mind, don't let it go down to your mouth or your hands. It's a recipe for a disaster. You can eliminate the disaster by taking some things out of the recipe. Don't act upon it.
And you can also eliminate things by going through the right channels. By saying, hey, I think somebody's going to, eliminate the situation before it happens.
Yeah.
So if you feel like you're in danger, go tell somebody.
Right. Exactly.
And it's not snitching.
Nope.
You're just being smart.
It's being smart, because you'll be sit somewhere in a cell saying, yeah, I'm bad. Yeah, I handled that myself. Now you're sitting in juvenile or sitting in Plainfield. Or sitting in a prison somewhere saying you all bad in a bag of chips.
You can't say how bad you are when you're in your casket. I mean,
you can't say nothing.
Right?
Right.
And the business you're in now.
Oh, yeah. Death is final.
Yeah.
And you can't say, my bad. Too late.
I don't think sometimes the aggressor or the victim understand, because sometimes the victim can be the aggressor too.
Yeah. I don't understand why kids don't understand that death is final. But or they think it's not going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. That happens to other people, but they don't understand. To the other people, you are the other people.
But the video you're referring to, that's pretty brutal.
I know.
I mean, that could have.
Yeah.
Could have resulted in somebody passing away.
Exactly.
And I just.
It's sad. it's sad, but, you know, why do our students put our teachers and put other students in harm's way based on their actions?
And then why does, okay, Bree, I know you're not somebody that would do this, but why does everybody whip out their phone and record it? Instead of trying to do something to stop it.
Exactly. And also, be careful.
Get this. I'm going to put it on YouTube.
What you put on YouTube or in social media. Don't people understand that that is out there for the world to see and it's used in the court of law and you're liable for what you do, mm-hmm. you know? And I thank God that we have it because it catches some bad guys doing some stupid stuff.
One of the first shows, and it's silly now, one of the first shows that I can remember to ever deal with something like a YouTube video was Seinfeld. The final episode of Seinfeld, a guy's getting robbed on the street, and instead of doing anything about it, the Seinfeld crew just stands there and makes fun of the guy. And I'm thinking, well, this is what we see in all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. Instead of hiding, the guy's like, help me, you know? But he's getting robbed. So they go on, you know, the whole premise of the show is they end up going on trial. They get thrown in jail because of some good Samaritan law. But it's the same idea. People, you know, just will pull out their phones and record something rather than trying to intervene in whatever way they can to help somebody.
Yeah. And sometimes you just got to jump. You just got to jump into it. And you do. I mean, sometimes something's got to click in you. The human side of you has got to click. Because I could not stand there and not do anything. I couldn't walk nowhere and seeing a man hitting a woman without me. It might be a husband and a wife. I'm going to intervene. I just can't stand and watch it and just walk on or drive on. I have to do something. I would have nightmares, you know. Knowing, and then if something really, really bad happened to that person, I said I could have maybe helped some way. That's a double nightmare, you know. But anyway, students, you have got to understand you're accountable to your actions. You got to think about it first. Parents, I don't want to tell the parents. That's a whole new show. Raising kids nowadays is, I got grandkids. You know, I'm talking to my grandson a lot, you know, and my grandkids a lot.
And, you know, sometimes when you call home for parents, they're asking you for advice. I'm like, man, I don't have any kids.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, I deal with your son or your daughter for 1, 2, or 3 hours a day, you know. I don't know what to tell you because sometimes they've tried everything too.
I'll say it.
So sometimes it just has to start with you as the student because your parents love you. They're trying to do everything. There you
go. That's the word I was going to say.
I even had a parent who said, you know, a young man who wasn't coming to school, wasn't doing what he was doing. They took the door off the hinges because of what, you know, so they took all the privacy away. And he was still giving them. It's like, that's pretty. you take somebody's door off the hinges, you know. Yeah. You take away all their privacy. It just, and I salute parents that do that and that keep trying. And that's why I usually tell them, just keep going. Keep trying. Because they're going to get it someday.
Yeah, show the child that you love them.
You hope that they don't make bad decisions that result in bad consequences. Yeah. You hope that at some point, and you and I both know, we've had students who have been very much troublemakers to us or to the school, and they've come back and they got kids, they're in a relationship or they're married and they've got a nice job and they've gotten everything straightened out, and I think of somebody, and I'll tell you, this is last thing I'll mention because I know we're way over, but Tremaine Jones.
Yeah.
You remember Tremaine?
Master's degree.
Now, Tremaine, when he was in junior high, lost his mother. No, father's not really in the picture, lost his mother, raised by his brother across the street. Mm-hmm. Probably everything would tell you, every statistic would tell you what?
He's going to be.
He's not going to make it.
He's going to be a statistic,
but
negative statistic.
But Tremaine didn't listen to people because Tremaine had his own way of doing things too.
Yeah,
Tremaine didn't listen to the people that would make fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't listen to anybody but himself.
Right,
and he is now a master's degree holder.
Degree.
Wants a doctorate.
Yeah. Go get it too.
I'm so proud of him.
And that's why I said, you know.
But that comes from within.
Exactly.
It comes from being a strong person. It comes from within. And you got to do it. And you can do it out there. If you can do it. You just got to make up your mind that you're not going
to
fall by the wayside.
Yeah. Those 10% that fall by the wayside, y'all can do better. And the 90% don't hang around with the 10%. The 10%, you can do better. And the 10%, if you're talking about no one can tell you what to do, you keep living the way you're living, you're going to be in prison where you have to do what they tell you to do.
Right.
Period. You have no choice. They tell you when to go to the restroom, tell you when to sleep, tell you what you're going to eat, tell you when to wake up. You don't have no freedom. That 10%, that's waiting for you if you don't change your way. 90%, like your Tremaine's, hey, the world is yours. Ah, and that's good news, y'all. And now, to the parents!
And amen to his brother, too.
Yeah! Hey, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And so remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat like Tremaine Jones. He did it. He's on his way. Going to be Dr. Jones. Check that one out. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Don't smoke. That's not good for you. And young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I saw four guys walking down the street yesterday, all looking like just short and sagging pants. That's terrible. I mean, you're going to be tall and sagging pants, but you're just sagging. All four of them can't be like the other guy. He can't be like you. Who will be like Tremaine Jones? That's what I'm talking about. Hey, the views of Best School Talk. That's what you're seeing Wayne Township. Bendis High School Giant 90.9. Those are my views. And guess what? Lord willing, I'll see you next week on Girl Talk.